call the order of the House Committee on Rules. It's Monday, April 29, 2013. For those interested, we will not be working House Bill 2672 today, and we will not be working House Bill 3452 today. We're carrying both of those bills over to a future date. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2640, and Representative Gelser is here to speak to that bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sarah Gelser. I am the state representative from Corvallis and Philomath and chair of the House Education Committee. You have before you the -3 amendment to House Bill 2640. Shortly after sending the bill out of our committee unanimously, we realized it needed this modest tweak to ensure that the parent member is a member of the network that's referenced there. It's a lot of words that means PTA, and this amendment accomplishes that. That will allow us to send it to the Senate and not require a concurrence.
Okay, are there any questions?
Representative Burton. Representative Gelser, Salem-Keizer, second largest school district in the state, has parent organizations, but I don't believe they're called PTA. Are they? Would they be eligible, or would they be? Would there be eligibility issues under this bill?
Madam Chair, Representative Berger, under this bill, they would have to be a member of the PTA.
District on this because, Mr. Chair, I believe under our organization, and I meant to check on this before this hearing, and I apologize for, I wouldn't want to exclude them all because we don't, I mean, every school has a parent group, but I don't believe they are under the umbrella of the PTA. And so I wouldn't want them to be excluded because of that, and so you understand my concern. And I need to check with my school district, and somehow I just haven't had time.
Chair Garrett, Representative Berger, I appreciate the concern, and it is something we discussed at length in the policy committee before it came down this way.
You can move the bill. I'll still have this conversation.
Do I need to wait for another member to move the amendment?
No.
Okay. Then we're in work session, and I would take a motion to adopt the A3 amendment, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the A3 amendments to House Bill 2640A.
Okay. Representative Hoyle has moved the -A3 amendment to House Bill 2640A. Is there any discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, so moved. So ordered. And the bill is ready to work, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2640 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2640A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Berger.
If I may put on the record, Mr. Chair, I am supporting of this because I like the concept, and I believe, and I will get this confirmed, that while the PTA might not be the umbrella organization that is used in Salem-Keizer, there is nothing to prevent a parent who is in the district from becoming a member of the PTA and therefore be eligible to serve on this board. And that's my real concern here, is that the eligibility, and I believe it is an open organization, and they could become eligible by simply joining the PTA. So I understand the concept we're getting at. I support the bill. I just want to make sure that folks in my district understand that they would have to be members of the PTA in order to be eligible under this provision.
All right, thank you. Further discussion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2640 is moved to the floor. And Representative Gelser, will you carry it? Okay. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2640 and open a work session on House Bill 2328.
Members of the committee, House Bill 2328 was originally heard on April 17th. The measure requires Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Commission on Black Affairs, Commission on Women and Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs to meet at least annually in joint session to consider and act on issues of mutual concern. The measure has no revenue impact. There is a minimal fiscal impact on the original measure. And there are no amendments to the measure.
All right, members. Representative Wisnant brought us this bill a couple weeks ago. It's ready to go. Ready for a motion? Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Didn't we talk about this bill before and note that the Native American group is excluded or omitted or not present here?
I don't recall that in the context of this bill. We had a different bill that dealt with
the expansion on the Commission on Indian Affairs, to additional representative and an additional senator. This bill only affects the Oregon Advocacy Commission's office, and there isn't an Advocacy Commission office of the Native American group. This is just those groups.
Any other discussion of the bill? Okay, was a motion made?
No, we were not.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2328 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2328 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Hearing none, the motion passes, and we'll have Representative Wisnant give the carrier, please. Close the work session on House Bill 2328. And we have one more item of business. Open a work session for the purpose of introducing committee measures. Ms. Seiler?
Mr. Chairman of the committee, today we have before you LC 3940. The measure is relating to elections. It is a measure very similar to the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2198 relating to automatic voter registration. It encompasses the Dash 1 amendments to that measure. In addition, it adds, it increases the number of electors in precinct from 5,000 to 10,000. Electors. And sorry, Mr. Chair, one more point. It actually grandfathers in the minority parties or the minor parties into the measure and allowing them to wait until post general election 2014 to adjust their numbers.
So this is the redraft of the automatic registration bill brought to us by the Secretary of State. Today we're only asking that it be introduced as an LC with the usual disclaimer that it implies neither support nor opposition to the measure itself. With that, is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the following LC be introduced as a committee bill, LC 3940.
Thank you. Vice Chair Hicks moves that LC 3940 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. LC 3940 is introduced. Close the work session on introduction of measures, and we are adjourned.